It's sparking new debate over changing the way teachers are paid. A new report by the Boston Foundation out today says compensation should be tied to student performance instead of on length of time teaching and for earning graduate degrees. The study comes as Boston Public Schools are negotiating a new contract with the Boston Teachers Union. Joining us this morning to talk about and respond to this new report is Boston Teachers Union President Richard Stuttman. Good morning, Mr. Stuttman, and thanks for speaking with us.
Glad to be here.
For years, contracts have based teacher pay increases on so-called steps in lanes. That is, that teachers get a raise based on their years in service and their advanced degrees. This report recommends connecting compensation to student performance. Should that be a factor?
Well, a couple things. First of all, the experience does matter. And I think paying folks to stay in the profession once they've passed muster is a very good idea. Secondly, the advanced degrees are mandated by the state, and that wasn't in the report. Teachers are required to have a master's degree within 5 years to become permanent, and teachers are forced to recertify, and they willingly accept that with as many as three or four courses every 5 years. And these courses, as everyone knows, cost a lot of money. As far as tying teacher pay to student performance, that concept sounds great, but it's never been proven. In fact, the only study to date has been out of Vanderbilt University, which has basically contradicted the whole notion that people will work harder or better or more efficient if they receive bonuses based on student test performance. In fact, the study has thoroughly discredited this concept.
I want to get you to respond to something. We spoke with Paul Grogan, president of the Boston Foundation, which released this new report, sparking this new debate today. He says it's time to overhaul the teachers' payment system in Boston. Let's listen.
This system has been in place for some time, and I don't think there has ever been a serious challenge mounted to this whole approach. But that's all changed. I think with the Education Reform Act, President Obama's emphasis on accountability, the environment has really changed.
Mr. Stuttman, respond to that. Is the environment changing in terms of accountability and teacher salaries and teacher performance?
Well, actually, I think the environment has changed in some ways. As far as accountability goes, teachers have always wanted to be accountable for what goes on in the classroom. Anyone self-respecting in any profession wants to be held accountable, and teachers are obviously no different. As far as Paul Grogan's comments, I mean, you know, it's very easy for someone who's not a teacher, who earns $500,000 a year, to take a pot shot at teachers who make starting $46,000 a year in Boston. So I kind of discount his sudden interest in whether or not teachers earning $47,000, $48,000 to start are getting paid the proper amount of money. Teaching is a valued profession. There's an awful lot of responsibility on us, and for a teacher to have an average salary after perhaps multiple master's degrees at $77,000 a year, which is a typical Boston salary, does not seem to me to be out of line with the responsibility that they have.
Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson, who's planning to announce her own proposal for compensation that she says will reward performance not only for years teaching and post-secondary coursework, but also performance. Is it inevitable? Are you and the superintendent working on this issue in your contract talks?
Well, we are. We've already agreed on a merit pay proposal of sorts that ties an entire school's livelihood, or I shouldn't say full livelihood, but the added bonus to a student's test score performance. But that's an entire school, not an individual. And she has agreed to that. So I would say that we're working on it. We have come to an agreement for the so-called turnaround schools, and I very much expect that we'll come to the same sort of agreement for our traditional schools.
Do you expect to be able to come to agreement with the school superintendent on these issues?
I do. I think it may take some time. These are difficult issues, but there's goodwill on both sides, and we are working very hard to do that.
How crucial is the teacher's contract to City of Boston plans to reform the school system altogether?
I don't think you can reform our schools without getting the cooperation of the teachers' union. The teachers are responsible for what makes the school go. And a contract that is fair to teachers and good for students those are two compatible issues. They're not mutually exclusive. And I think most teachers would agree with that, that a key to improving schools is relying on teachers, working with teachers, and trying to come up with the best possible solution that meets the needs of all of our students.
Richard Stuttman, president of the Boston Teachers Union, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
All right, Bob. Take care now.